First, I want to say welcome to the new people and also to the new Brazilians who have managed to come here to summer in Scandinavia. Everybody have a heart or wisdom, but very few are in touch with it. And how come it's like that? Because you look in the world, people are full of fear, confusion, delusion, anger, sadness, depression. So what has happened? What has happened is the whole focus is on the intellect, on the mind. And if you only know the mind, then you will always be split, because the mind is never steady. So the whole focus in the West is on the intellect, is on the mind. And there is no wisdom there. It's very dry. And it can change. Any moment it can change. You have to go deeper if you're going to get in touch with your true wisdom, if you want to get to know yourself. So the intellect is just the beginning. You can use the intellect to go deeper, to study what is positive, and to go deeper into your feelings, your emotions, your body, and from there into meditation, understanding, true wisdom, true peace. But this, nobody is teaching this. No country, no society, no teachers are teaching this. So that's why people are confused. It could be no war if they had been leading the countries from the heart. So no, it's fear instead. It's fear who is ruling the world. Fear and money is the same thing. And how come it's like that? Because we have forgotten who we really are. If you think only that you are the physical, the ego, then you're always afraid then. If you think all you have is the money, is your house, is your clothes, then you will always be afraid, because people can always steal it from you. People can always steal the body also from you. You can disappear any moment. Then you are always afraid if you haven't gone deeper. Freedom means you start remembering more and more that you are more than the physical body, you are more than the mind. You're starting connecting more and more to the eternal, to that which cannot die. Then everything starts coming in the right perspective. Then you do whatever you need to do, but you know that nothing can really happen to you, because you are not just the body. You are in contact with the spirit in you. And the modern society, the West, has totally lost connection with that which is divine, with the sacred. There is no more sacredness. And when you have lost connection with who you really are, then there is no more joy, no more peace. Because then you will have to try to find peace, joy, from false things. And that's what people are trying desperate to find happiness in, false things. In nicer cars, in nicer clothes, in nicer silicone. You name it, and everything is just on the surface. In nicer paint. One thing is to paint the house, but when you start painting, just the body, and you think that that is all you have, then it's a very sad situation then. And you have to, first you have to take away the dust. That is self-study. That is what I call the homework. First you have to look, take away the old rust. You have to get away that which is making you rusty. And that is the identification with the mind, with your ego. And slowly, slowly you start coming back. But it's a totally new thing, because no teacher, no school is teaching this. No society is teaching this. Why? Because it's much easier to have you as a machine that you are afraid. Because then they can rule you. It's much more easy to rule you when you are afraid. If you are unafraid, how can they rule you then? You want to live your own life. Even the religions, and especially Christianity, has made people very afraid. God is always looking at you. Even in the bathroom, he's looking if you're doing something wrong. This is very deep. For many, many lifetimes, you seem like you have done something wrong. God is not angry. He's a very relaxed guy. Deva san, strawberries or chocolate pudding? I would choose chocolate pudding anytime. But people are different. Strawberries or chocolate pudding? This is really about choosing and being content with the choice. Let's say that I have both strawberries and chocolate pudding. I can have one of them, but not the other. So, I go for the strawberries. When eating the strawberries, I think I should have taken the chocolate pudding instead. That's how we are. You are totally normal, Satya. This is how the mind is. Then, when I think about it, I know that if I had chosen the chocolate pudding, I would still not have enjoyed it fully, thinking that I should have chosen the strawberries instead. I find this very difficult, as I'm blessed with so many options, but still find it very hard to decide what to choose. I end up in a paralysis of analysis. Why is this happening? Why can't I just decide what to do? do it and be happy with whatever I choose. Love, Prem Satyam. The only way, Satyam, is to not be so identified with the mind. Because the mind, this is just how the mind works. It is never satisfied. You can think about, you can dream about something, if it's chocolate pudding, or a princess, or a new car, or whatever it is, and then you get it, then you should have chosen the other, no? Because the mind cannot give you peace. And all choices comes out of the mind. Where there is freedom is in choicelessness. But till you come to that point, you have to choose many times. So first, my suggestion is that you choose what is positive. Because most people, they can't even choose. They are so confused that they can't even choose. Only few people come to that point where they really take decisions out of themselves. And yes, it looks like people are taking decisions, but those decisions is just from the society, maybe your parents, maybe from what is right and what is wrong, maybe from what is expected from you that you should do. You should choose that. Oh my God, how can you choose the opposite? Everybody expected that you should choose that. Then you will choose your mind again because people expect that from you. So first you have to stand up for yourself and choose what is positive. First you have to make from the positive to the negative, from the negative to the positive. That is choice. You can choose, you have the choice, then you first have to discriminate what is good for you. And not just as a sense object in the moment, but deeper than that. What is more nourishing? Maybe you don't want that strawberry pudding. Maybe you want granola. But your mind wants the strawberry, no? So you have to look deeper, and only something deeper in you can take right choices. As long as it comes from the mind, it will always change. And everybody functioning in the mind. And that's why they're not satisfied. Because whatever you get, and some people, they can struggle for years to get what they think they need. And then they get it, and then they are still not happy. Strawberries or chocolate pudding, this is really about choosing and being content with the choice. Let's say that I have both strawberries and chocolate pudding. I can have one of them, but not the other. So, I go for the strawberry. Yes, go for the strawberry and be happy about it. You have made up your choice. So, if you have chosen something, then don't let your mind come in then. And if it comes, which it will do in the beginning, because it's used to just come banging in the door, even if it's not invited. That's how the mind is. The last guy you want is that fucking mind again. You are enjoying your strawberry. Here he comes. Satyam, you fool, you should have the chocolate pudding. Then you feel very bad. And now it's too late. No, you made up your mind, you enjoy the strawberries. And that is the first. Don't get disturbed then. That is just a very basic intelligence. You make up your mind. This is the choice. If you have two choices, you choose that. When I'm eating the strawberry, I think I should have taken the chocolate pudding instead. Then when I think about it, I know that if I had chosen the chocolate pudding, I would still not have enjoyed it fully. No, because you can never, from the mind, you can never enjoy fully. Because the mind is not total. Only when you come from a deeper place. So when you come from a deeper place, when you start functioning from a deeper place, then you will be fulfilled. Because that decision, it comes from more your totality, not from your fragmented mind. This is a, if it's the chocolate pudding of his people, if his relationship is always like that. It can never be at peace, it's always something else. The grass is greener on the other side. This is the disease of the mind. It will never leave you peace. And you have to see how the mind is always keeping you in this game. And you have to try to go deeper. That is the only peace. You are not the mind. I find this very difficult, as I am blessed with many options, but still find it very hard to decide what to choose. Yeah, many times this blessing with many options is, can also be a curse. That is how the Western society is. Now we are very rich. We have all the chocolate pudding, or vanilla pudding, or strawberry pudding we can eat. In fact, we have to be careful not to eat too much. No, before we were hungry. For thousands of years we've been hungry. Now we have to be careful because now we're getting too fat. Too much strawberry pudding. So you have to find the balance. Nothing wrong with strawberry pudding. I am blessed with many options. Yes, everybody has many options, but then this can also become a curse. If there is no awareness, if you have awareness, if you're in touch with yourself, then it's no problem then. Because nothing can tempt you. If you have no willpower, if you are not present, then any can you get tempted. That is how the mind, you know, it wants to do that, no, it wants to do that, no, it's that. I find this very difficult. Yeah, that is the challenge, to go deeper. I end up in the paralysis of analysis. Why is this happening? Well, at least you can see it. This is what's happening because that's how the mind is. No, the next step is that you have to go beyond that. To find the center, to start functioning from a deeper place in yourself. That don't listen so much to the mind, but see things as they are. Why can't I just decide what to do? Because the mind is used to having control. That's why it's easy. And it's terrible when you start seeing it. But the other thing is that it's very good, because you have to see it to go deeper. Most people, they don't see it. It's normal, that is what the normal world is. That people just function in the mind, they have no idea. Why do you think they can sell so much Coca-Cola and hot dogs and potato chips and chocolate that people kill themselves? Because they are not aware. Because the mind always wants more. But nobody has ever been fulfilled. And it's impossible. You will die in the process. And that's what's happening now. People are eating themselves to death. And not only with food, but with all kinds of things. Why can't I just decide what to do, do it, and be happy with whatever I choose? You can. But then you have to have a little more distance to your mind, to your habits. Then you can do it, it's no problem. And that is freedom. So first, choose what is positive, what is good for you. Then, when you have settled in that, then you come to a deeper place, which is choicelessness. Then you just accept. Whatever is given to you is fine. In the big picture in the universe, who cares if it's strawberries or if it's chocolate? Both is delicious. That is freedom. Who cares? Who cares what it is? Both is good. And the mind has given up torturing you because you have seen through it. But only something that is more clear than the mind can see through the mind. That is what is happening here. You have to get in touch with something that is deeper. Then there's no problem. So my suggestion, first choose what is good for you. And then, when you have enjoyed what is good, then maybe you find something that is even more good. Then you don't need to choose. You will be provided. And in the meantime, let's eat strawberries. And chocolate pudding. My chocolate pudding is back now. And you are sweet. I have chocolate pudding, yeah, very good. Vanilla pudding also. So it's good, Satyam, that you start seeing it. It will never satisfy anybody. Home is where the heart is. I left my home and I left my heart at Dharma Mountain. After years out there, I felt I was missing something and I slowly died. I longed to go get back home to the other side. I prayed to God to let me die and leave my body. I went back to Dharma Mountain and back to you, beloved Swaha. This is my home. I belong here where my heart is. Love and gratitude, Venu. Venu, you're back now. Welcome back. I was wondering how long you could make it. Yeah.
What happened? Yes.
That's how it is.
Yes.
But no, you.
People have also something difficult.
Yeah. Yes. But no, you're back. Yes. Boom, boom, boom. Home is where the heart is. I left my home and I left my heart at Dharma Mountain. After years out there, I felt I was missing something and I slowly died. Sometimes we have to, you know, because we don't really know what we have. Even though that something brought us, some missing was there, but it was unconscious. No, this longing is more conscious. So that's why it's also good to get lost somewhere. Because then you become more aware of what you really are missing. And the strange things, why am I not where I want to be when I can be there? It's available. I longed, I was missing something and I slowly died. It is a hard world out there, and especially for sensitive people. flowers don't grow so good in the city, in the concrete, no, they like it much more in the nice soil. I long to go get back home to the other side. I pray to God to let me die and to leave my body. I went back to Dharma Mountain and back to you below as well. This is my home. I belong here where my heart is. Love and gratitude, Venu. You are welcome back, Venu. Very good. Now we relax. And much has happened. We have much more beautiful here, more beautiful in Brazil also. You know, it's good. Join the caravanserai before it's too late. It's still time. Home is where the heart is. In the ordinary world, what people are used to, then surrender is sacrifice. Then you give up. And give up to the enemy. That is the surrender people normally do. In the spiritual world, surrender is winning. It's just the opposite. When you surrender, then you win then. It means then no more fighting, you doesn't fight your ego anymore, you give up. But to come to the, to come to peace, to come to understanding, you have to be ready to stand up, you have to be ready to stand up for yourself. That's why I say when people, they don't know the opportunity they have. You've been hiding so long. You don't come to satsang and still hide. Then satsang is not for you then. You have to be ready to stand up for yourself, to learn, to grow. Beloved, I just want to share how beautiful it is to be here at Dharma Mountain these days. I have just walked around the grounds and there are friends everywhere, painting in silence, cleaning in silence, sharing a wonderful meal and soft conversations and meetings. It feels so incredible good to be here, to be together like this, working side by side, sharing our energy. We are really, really taking care of this wonderful place of ours. It feels like there is a new and fresh energy, like everything is possible now. I feel so grateful. Thank you for creating such a blessed place for all of us, a place for us to be together, to share, to grow, and to love. Yours always, Taliba. It is true. It's getting better and better and more fresh energy. Because people are, luckily, growing. Huh? And that's how it is. Now it's coming to that point where people are getting more and more real and getting out of their own little caves and start working for something more beautiful, together. And more people are seeing the opportunity. Because it is, we were just talking about to stand up for yourself. And people don't know how frozen they are. No, you can see because no, you are out of it. And that's why you have to help the new people who come here. You have to all help the new people because you were all frozen when you came. Now you are start getting nice and soft and beautiful. Now you can see. Now you can be grateful. Now you are happy. Now you see it's such a blessed place to be together, to share, to grow and to love. And it's very difficult to grow when you are alone. In your own little cave, there's no sunlight in there. No? So you have to remember also to help the new people because everybody is a bit cold. Very good. Beloved, something I have to share. It has become very clear for me since I met you for the first time 7 years ago. You very fast became a part of my life. And over the years, you have become a big part of my life. But now I can see that this is not right anymore. You and everything that is happening around you are not just a part of my life. You are my life. Being with you is my life and everything I want. It is the most important of everything going on in my life. And I'm so happy and grateful for this, for having this opportunity and gift of being close to you. Words cannot express it. But it gives me such a peace inside to realize this. And I feel so blessed and indescribably fortunate. This is how it is in the beginning. It can just be like a hobby. It's something separate from you. It's just a part. Because you have many other parts. But slowly, slowly, if you walk on the path, it becomes no separation. You are the path. This is the life. Like Ramana says, God, Self, and Guru is the same. First is the separation, you don't know. Slowly, slowly. That's what I mean, just by being available, just by sitting there, things will slowly, slowly dawn on you. Yes, there are things I still have to take care of. responsibilities. As many things I have to involve myself in and take care of. But none of these things are longer able to change the priority of what is really important for me. It is just something part of my reality and which I have to deal with the best way I can. Life still goes on, and life always has its challenges, but the whole difference, and it makes the whole difference in the world, that now you have a different focus. So everything falls into its right place. Before, all these little things can be so serious, but if you have the right focus, it's just things that you do, and you do it beautifully. They are part of life. But you are connected with something bigger. Being with you nourish my very being. Being with you make me aware and present and available for life. Being with you makes me more and more whole and happy. Being with you is bringing me home. Beloved, I love to be around you. I love to sit in your presence. I love the light and love you are pouring over me. What a blessed life. Love your beauty. You have gone through some tests on the way. Now it becomes more and more settled. Everybody has to. It's many steps on the journey, from not knowing anything and then starting to think and start making choices and then doing the right choices and coming forth out from your little cave to face yourself, your fears. Then to become settled, and then to stand up for it. When you stand up for what you know, when you have really felt it, then it's a new dawn then. No, you are available, you know from your own experience that this is why you are here. You have to become totally soaked. I don't want any dry spots. And then the whole world can say you're crazy. Who cares? You are blissful. may everybody get in touch with their heart, and then it will tell you what you need, what you should do. Then it's not split. Not split at all. Very sure. Very sure. No choosing. Aum Shanti.